Summer News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukrainian forces are pressing a major cross-border incursion into the adjacent Kursk region of Russia for a second week. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ernesto becomes a hurricane after pummeling the Northeast Caribbean.
In Puerto Rico, where there are some power outages and rain, people are recovering from Ernesto. Tourist Oliver Andres describes it.
It was blowing so hard, it was a struggle to open and close the door.
The National Hurricane Center's Lisa Bucci says Ernesto became a hurricane after leaving Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It's now over water heading to Bermuda.
We are keeping a close eye on it, and, you know, watches or warnings could be necessary.
She says Ernesto is creating swells affecting the Caribbean and could reach the U.S. East Coast by the end of week.
And the swell could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
A top Hamas official says the Palestinian terrorist group is losing faith in the United States' ability to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza ahead of a new round of talks scheduled for this week. They come amid mounting pressure to bring an end to the 10-month-old war with Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow by 242 points, the Nasdaq rose 5, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News. A new effort to protect Christian college students.
It's called Campus Faith Alliance, and it's the work of the Religious Freedom Institute. RFI President David Trimble tells the Christian Post that the new organization will address, quote, growing challenges for students of faith on America's college campuses. He says the alliance will defend religious freedom for all students, including Jewish students besieged lately by anti-Semitism. Alliance chapters will begin appearing on several university campuses this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to create a right to abortion. Election officials say an initiative to that end has received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near total ban on abortions. At least a half dozen states will be voting on abortion rights this fall, including Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. This is SRN News. A first-of-its-kind ruling in California.
A federal judge ruled that the University of California, Los Angeles, cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes and other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses. UCLA argued it had no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to the school. John Scott reporting.
A suburban New York county has officially banned people from wearing masks in public except for health or religious reasons. The shift comes as authorities seek to stop violent protesters from obscuring their identities. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman signed the bill, calling the legislation a bill that protects the public. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.